Hello and welcome to Riley on Film. I'm your host, Damian Riley. I've written two books so far and currently I'm on my third. I'm not in film or on film, yet one day, who knows, lightning could strike. I am a bipolar professional here putting up my thoughts about human life. I hope you enjoy your time here. Namaste and God bless you. Beyond the Time Barrier. Internet Movie Database gives it a 5.3 out of 10, and that's 2,000 votes. That's a lot for an old movie. This is a black and white movie, 1 hour and 14 minutes. Sci-fi! I'll tell you in a minute why I'm so excited about sci-fi. From 1960, and it says X-ray. I'm not sure what that means. I've been seeing X-ray everywhere. Maybe one of you can enlighten me in the comments. Anyhow, Beyond the Time Barrier is quite incredible. I super enjoyed it. The reason it's cool that it's sci-fi is because I am pretty much running out of oldies horrors. I'm sure there's a lot more out there, but they're not all on my Fire Stick for free. And I kind of gave myself a little bit of a promise. Or at least a goal to not buy anything. I just want to kind of exhaust everything that's out there on my services already. So, yeah. So this one was so gratifying, and it was a sci-fi. Again, it's called Beyond the Time Barrier. And here's the description from Internet Movie Database. A U.S. Air Force test pilot crashes through the time barrier into the world of 2024. Yes, you heard that right. So this was filmed in 1960, and it's supposed to take place in the future, in this year that we're in right now. So that's really cool. It doesn't look anything like right now, but it's just exciting to think that, you know, we're living in this super futuristic type fictional time. The Earth is inhabited by the last remnants of Earth civilization who escaped the cosmic plague of 1971. Wow. Talking about plagues. Do I need to talk about the symbolism there? Or the possible symbol of COVID? Of course, that happened in 71, which to them was 11 years later. We are 2024, still suffering the effects of the Cosmic Plague of 1971. Really great movie. A really, really sweet lady playing the lead female role. Reminded me so much of Tinkerbell because she's deaf and mute and she can only communicate through mind reading, and she nods her little head and she's so cute. And I don't want to get into spoilers, but yeah, it's just, the story's amazing. The guy that crash lands from 1960 is a pretty good job. His name, I'm assuming that's Robert Clark. I'm assuming she is Darlene Tompkins, but I don't have any pictures to make those connections. But they're the two first listings of actors. Beyond the Time Barrier was delightful. And there's one scene where a woman is running and she falls, and she's wearing like fishnet stockings, and that was just a personal favorite moment of mine. It just hits all the notes of a 1960s beautiful ladies, you know, phaser guns, and all the stuff that you could possibly want from a 1950s movie. Pretty good story too, for in this case. A lot of times they're not that great of stories, but so what has that opened up for me is, since I've kind of run out of all the horrors, you know, done everything Vincent Price has done and all that. So now I get to open my mind into searching my Fire Stick for sci-fi from the 60s. And I'll probably venture back into the 50s, because while searching for horror, I've noticed that horror and sci-fi are somewhat indelible crossovers. They kind of bleed into each other just on the basics of what they are, and thrillers. But I don't have as much interest in the thrillers. They're just a little bit too violent for me, if you can imagine that. I mean, I prefer horror to thrillers. The thrillers, I told you about the Walter Matthau slapping the woman in the opening scene. It was so intense, I don't even want to watch it. So yeah, sometimes the thrillers, they go a little overboard, believe it or not. But I'm really looking forward to getting in here and looking at these sci-fis. So I'll keep reporting them to you, and I will see you. Oh, leave something in the comments, would you? Next time. Hello there, and thanks for listening to Riley on Film. I'm your host, Damian Riley, finding his way between bipolar and this crazy messed up world that thinks Trumpism is religion. But thanks for listening, and I hope you'll come back, and I accept all people, love all people, and I will see you next time.